Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is a Tuesday, and so that means we get to talk with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. I think it's going to be a beautiful day.
It sure is. Going to be a little bit breezy, but hey, we're already at 51, going up to the upper 70s. That's kind of my comfort range. So I think some people around here already think it's too hot in here. I'm like, it's perfect. It's just fun.
Feels good to me.
Yep, good.
And it is. It's nice outside.
Yeah, that's good. Good deal. Well, hey, where do you want to start off with as we, start into springtime almost here in Southeast Kansas?
That's right. So I thought I would start out by talking, kind of interweaving some Love Independence Day conversations with some things that happen in our community. I always talk about the 3 free meals a week in Independence, kind of periodically, just to remind people of 2 things. Number 1, that they are available, and number 2, ways that you can help out. Every Tuesday at the First Christian Church, they offer the Open Arms Diner, and that is a carryout meal only from 5 to 5:30. And the First Christian Church is located at 319 West Laurel Street, right across from G&W Grocery Store. And that's Tuesday, so that's tonight. And then Wednesday, the First Baptist Church at 220 South Penn Avenue offers a free community meal beginning at 5:45, and it's dine-in only. And I was visiting with Jeremy Alford from their church, and he told me that on an average, they serve between 60 and 65 people every single week.
Wow.
at that dinner. And then on Thursday, the local churches take turns providing the CUF meal, and that is an acronym for Community United Feeding Friends. And that is always held at the Wesley Center at 111 East Maple. And this is a carryout meal only beginning at 6 o'clock. And last week, their Facebook page says they served 190 meals. And this week, the menu is Sloppy Joe's, green beans, a fruit cup, and a cookie. And it just made me think of, some opportunities to reach out and support these churches who are providing much needed meals, obviously, to the people of our community. And so if you're looking for something to do on April the 27th, that's Love Independence Day, or sometime during that week of Love Independence Day, think about maybe contacting these churches and finding out how you might be able to help, whether that is helping to serve or helping to, drop off Sloppy Joe mix or whatever it might be. I'm sure that they would definitely, take you up on your offer to help. And also the Community Access Center, which would be the food pantry in the community. There's obviously a lot of hunger in our community, and I would assume that the food pantry is hit up frequently and depleted frequently. And so again, if you are at the grocery store, pick up some extra non-perishable food items and drop them off at the Access Center. And that's another way to participate in Love Independence Day, our complete day of random acts of kindness. So very thankful for those churches that do that for the people of our community. We talked about a few weeks ago the brick campaign, and they have extended that deadline to purchase your brick. So if you want to buy a brick for the Central Park Sports Complex and leave a legacy, you can buy those laser engraved bricks by going to the Central Park Sports Complex Facebook page. There is a QR code, so you could just scan it with your phone. It'll take you straight to the website where you can order. I ordered mine. It's very easy to do. In fact, when you scroll down to the bottom of the page, it'll show you exactly what your brick looks like, so you can see firsthand what the finished product will look like. And the bricks are lots of different prices. I think mine was like $100 for your standard, and they go all the way up to for a larger one, $300 or $350, where you can have your business logo and things put on them. But the deadline now is March the 25th. That's a Monday. So get online and order your brick. I think I said this last week, but at First Friday, our city manager, Kelly Passuer, challenged all of the grandparents in the room to buy a brick for your grandkids.
Hey,
so
there you go.
That'll be fun. You go out to the Central Park Sports Complex, and they're going to play anything from blast ball to t-ball to baseball to softball and all the way up. And every time they go out either to practice or play, they'll be able to see their brick with their name on it. So that's fun. And then another way to give back in the community is through the Independence Area Community Chest, and they are raffling off a 2023 Dodge Ram 1500. So super cool truck. I've seen it in person. They had it at First Friday, and it's black. It's really, really nice. And you can go to the Community Chest Facebook page. Again, you'll find their QR code and you can scan that and it'll take you straight to the page to buy your tickets. Or you can write a check and mail it to you can make the check out to IACC, which is Independence Area Community Chest. Mail it to P.O. Box 13. And in the memo, you'll write truck raffle. And then they will mail you your tickets. And you can buy one ticket for $50 or eight tickets for $350. Increase your chances. And I think there's a limited number of tickets that they're selling. It seems like it's like, I don't know, 3,000 or something. It's not that many.
Okay,
well. Think about it. And so your odds are pretty good. And plus, it's just a great way to give back to an organization who gives back. So I look at it this way. It's you write your check, you donate to the chest. So all the money goes into kind of this war chest of funds. And then worthy organizations in the community get in front of the community chest and they request funds in the form of grant money. And so right now, I think they fund between 23 and 25 very worthy organizations in the area. And instead of writing a check here and a check there and a check here, you can just donate to the community chest and they will be good stewards of those funds and disseminate that money right back out into the community. So give some thoughtful consideration to taking a chance at winning a truck. Why wouldn't you? That'd be a lot of fun.
That's right.
You need a truck, James.
I've got one already, but you know, a newer one.
I know. You know brand new. So check that out at Independence Area Community Chest. And again, you can go to their Facebook page and you'll find all the information on how to buy tickets for that raffle. So we're talking about the nice weather and spring. Spring is here or spring is coming, depends on the date. When is the first day of spring?
You know, I never, it always sneaks up on me, but I think it's coming up pretty quick here.
I do too.
Yeah.
But we won't go with the date. We'll just go with how it feels outside. And right now it feels like spring. And on Tuesday nights, the Eagle Rock Shredders are back in motion. They have their night bike ride and it's every Tuesday starting in March. So that's right now at 6:00. Everyone is welcome. The bike riders meet out at the trails at Elk City State Park in the Outlet Channel parking lot. And so if you want to get out, get some fresh air, get some exercise, and you have a trail bike, then get out and ride. You have to have your helmet on, and if you ride after dark, they want you to have a light so that everybody stays safe. And then I will point out that this is also the group that will be having a bike ride this summer. It's the first weekend in June, and it's going to be called the Jelly Roll. And I think this is interesting. So I was asking them, why do you call it the Jelly Roll? And it's because your legs feel like jelly after you've been riding. So it's
funny.
June the 2nd. And then prior to that, they're going to have the Jelly Jam, which is going to be out at Riverside Park. And they're going to have a band out there. They're going to have a bike swap meet. Lots of fun activities will take place the day before the big bike race. So it will, the race is on Sunday and all the festivities are going to be on Saturday. And so when we get closer to that, we'll be talking, we'll have them come in studio and talk about that bike ride. But if you're interested, start going out on Tuesday nights for some evening bike rides.
Yeah. By the way,
before long you'll be racing.
That's right. Vernal Equinox is the 19th of March.
So. Oh, okay. All right. Coming right up.
Yep.
Drop off your recyclables every Thursday at the sanitation yard from 11 to 1 and the first Saturday of every month from 8 to noon. And you can drop off your debris, appliances, furniture, and other bulky items every Thursday and Friday from 8 to noon at the sanitation yard. And then you can drop off brush and leaves and limbs every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to noon at the city brush yard, which is a half mile south of College Avenue on County Road 4100. And I wanted to kind of give a shout out for those dates because I saw on some website on Facebook, not website, on some social media page that people were asking, when is it that the sanitation yard is open? When can you drop off your recyclables? So I want to remind everybody that because it is nice weather, people are getting out, getting things cleaned up, that all of those dates and times are on the city's website, and they are also on our chamber website. You can find the flyer that will list all of that, all of those details, or you can just give us a call at the chamber office and we'll help you out. April 22nd through the 27th, the city's Love Independence gift will be extended days for those drop-offs that I just mentioned. So the week of Love Independence, they're going to be open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 12, and you can drop off your recycling, your bulky items, and all of your yard waste and things out at the brush yard. So if you want to wait until April, you have all week long to get it done, but other than that, it's always a Thursday, Friday, Saturday kind of schedule. So I wanted to give a reminder about the Montgomery County Beekeepers Association. They meet the second Thursday of the month, and that would be this week. So, but I wanted to remind everybody that they typically meet at ICC West at 6 o'clock, but the March meeting only, so that's this week's meeting, is going to be at the St. Andrew Parish Center at 414 East Myrtle. And I'm thinking that it's because it's spring break. So
oh, sure, yep.
ICC is closed, so that's why. So if you want to go to Beekeepers Association meeting this week on the 14th, go to St. Andrew Parish Center. And the program topic will be about swarms and trapping bees that are in places that they should not be located. So apparently this time of year, there's a whole lot of bees out, and they'll get in places where there's too many of
yeah.
them, and they'll need to remove them and get them to relocate them.
Yeah, because they divide, and the colonies or whatever divide, and then they swarm. And
yes.
So they're looking for a new place, a new hive.
So I thought that was interesting. I was on their page just reading about some of their topics and their subject matters, and so yes. So if you are interested in bees, go to the Beekeepers Association. I love honey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not interested in having a beehive, but I do love some honey. Let's see. Oh, we were talking about this off air. So lots of places to eat in Montgomery County. And Independence has a lot of great places to eat. And we have a chamber member, The Yoke in Coffeyville, another great place to eat. And I just thought it was important for us to just kind of refresh our minds and remember that we don't have to leave the county to experience great dining and lots of really good food. So if you're in Coffeyville, come to Independence. Everybody in Independence, check out the places in Coffeyville to eat. And just know that you don't have to travel very far to have kind of a change of scenery and a change up of restaurants. So Dickie's Barbecue, which is in downtown Independence every Thursday evening, has live music, and that's from 6:30 to 8:30. So this week, Brian Leedy will be playing at Dickie's Barbecue. And I think I said this last week, but a couple weeks ago, Chris Mitchell was playing at Dickie's, and I went in to eat and to listen to the live music and saw at least three people from Coffeyville when I was in there, which was nice. And then last week, Robbie Bell was playing as well. So you have musicians from Coffeyville that are coming in. So encourage everybody to check out Dickie's Barbecue if you like that kind of food on Thursday evenings. And then, so that's Thursday. And then Friday, I'll come back to food in just a minute, but I want to also say that Little House on the Prairie is going to be opening up on Friday. And we got our wires crossed. We well, we didn't get our wires crossed. They changed their schedule at Little House on the Prairie. They were going to be open during spring break, but things, they had some mechanical problems with some buildings. So they're opening this Friday.
Okay.
And their original, like, opening day of the season was going to be April, but now they're just going to open the 15th and stay open until October. So Little House on the Prairie will be open starting this Friday, and then they'll be open 7 days a week from 10 to 5. Admission is $5 for adults and $3 for kids. And if you need more information, you can call 620-289-4238. So that'll happen early on Friday morning. And then we'll go back to food. So Friday for the food options. So Thursday you can have barbecue. Friday, there's only two Fridays left for the fish fry at St. Andrew Parish Center, which they will be serving. The Knights of Columbus will be having the fish fry at the St. Andrew Parish Center, 210 North 4th Street, from 5:30 to 7:30. So you have this Friday the 15th and next Friday the 22nd during the Lenten season. So I didn't go last week because I was grandma sitting my granddaughter. But the week before that, I went, and oh my gosh, it's so good. It's catfish and hush puppies and french fries and coleslaw. And it is so good.
That's great.
It is really. Do you like fish?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
Fish fry is always good.
So you need to go check that out. Plus, you're giving to a great cause. The Knights of Columbus are a great group of individuals. So just skip cooking altogether and go enjoy some barbecue Thursday, some fish on Friday. And then Friday night, you can also hear Brian Leedy at Uncle Jack's. So he's going to be in town a couple different times. And he'll start playing Friday night at 6 o'clock. But I wanted to mention that Jack's has expanded their menu to include breakfast. And so they do a breakfast and a brunch now on the weekends. Saturday from 9 to noon, they serve breakfast. And then Sunday, they have brunch from 9 to 12. And Jack's is open 7 days a week. So you can go get your breakfast on the weekend, or, you know, Saturday or Sunday. So, and I need to go try that out. I need to go and then report back in on their food.
Interested to hear them.
I've watched their Facebook page, and a lot of people have commented about how the food is great anyway, but the breakfast is really nice addition. So karaoke is every Friday night at Turbo's Sports Bar and Grill, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And I was on their Facebook page as well. I think it's worth mentioning that Turbo's is a family-friendly establishment, and you can actually take kids in there until 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, the kitchen closes, and that's when primarily it would kind of turn into the bar scene. So all the kids need to leave after that. But wow, up until 10 o'clock, it's family-friendly, and you can go in. And so they have, 99-cent chicken wings all the way up to amazingly well-cooked steak dinners, so, and everything in between. Lots of kid-friendly food. There's hamburgers and fries and sliders and wings and those kinds of things. So, again, think about Turbo's as a great place to check out dinner sometime.
Yeah.
And then King's Bar and Game Room, so that's on down the street at 301 North Penn Avenue, and they have live music every Friday night from 9 until midnight, and I thought I would give them a shout-out. They are hosting the Enchanted Forest. It's an adult prom, and it's a benefit for AWOL, which is Animals With Our Love. It's our animal shelter, on Saturday, April the 20th, which is actually the high school prom as well, so everybody would be dressed up that day. And tickets are $10, and all of the proceeds from those ticket sales go to help support AWOL, so that'll be a fun event. Again, no cooking in Independence, because on this Saturday, the 16th, you can help support Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry. They're having a pulled pork or rib dinner, and it's from 5:30 to 7 at First Baptist Church, 220 South Penn Avenue. Adult tickets are $10, $5 for kids under 12. And you can dine in or carry out. So if you don't want to stay, you want to take your food home, load up the to-go containers and out you go. So another great way to give back to the community. When we're talking about the community chest or the Knights of Columbus, Home Sweet Home Homeless Ministry does a lot in our community to help those who are struggling finding shelter and homes. So very worthwhile organization to contribute to. So go get dinner, and then you can go downtown to the St. Patty's Day pub crawl. It feels like March is just, you know, clicking right
it
by.
Sure
How
is.
Can we be at St. Patrick's Day? But anyway, we are Saturday the 16th. So that's this week from 6 to 10 in downtown Independence. So if you need your pub pass, your pub crawl pass, you can go to the Main Street office or you can drop by the chamber office and we have them. They're $5. And basically you go around to all of the establishments that are participating and you get your pub pass punched, and then you are able to get in for some big money drawings. So the Booth Hotel, Dickie's Barbecue, King's Bar and Game Room, Turbo's, Uncle Jack's, and the VFW will all be participating. So that's six bars. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun night. Park the car, just drive around. I mean, walk around downtown. Is the weather supposed to be nice this weekend?
Oh,
you
yeah.
Know?
It's not going to be too bad here. So we're looking at here mid-60s on Saturday,
good.
Mostly sunny. So that's pretty good St. Patty's Day weather, you know, if you're going to have an event like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. Good. I'm glad it's cooperating. So you've got the leprechaun, but let's talk about the Easter Bunny. If you're looking for the Easter Bunny before Easter, he'll be hopping into Independence a few different times before the holiday. So this Saturday, Mr. Cottontail himself will be at L2 Realty, and that's out on South 10th Street. The exact address is 4045 County Road 3900. It's out by BARDA Animal Hospital. And he'll be there from 10 to 11 to get pictures taken with the kids. So if you want to get the kiddos dressed up and out to see the Easter Bunny this Saturday from 10 to 11 at L2 Realty, and then on Saturday the 30th, and that is the day of the big hunt out at the park, but in the morning from 10 to noon, he will be at Lavish Skin and Nail Boutique, downtown Independence at 101 North Penn Avenue, and you can get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny there as well. And then there's a few hunts that will take place prior to the holiday. So the 10th annual Easter Egg Hunt at Medical Lodges at 1000 East Mulberry will be at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 23rd. Followed by another Easter egg hunt at Credo Senior Living at 2120 North 13th Street at 3 o'clock on Friday, March the 29th. So that's a great way to have some hunts and give all of the seniors an opportunity to be surrounded by a lot of little kids,
yeah.
Bring smiles to their faces. So Saturday, March the 23rd at Medical Lodges, Friday, March the 29th at Credo, and all of the flyers for these events are also on our website with the addresses and times and dates. VFW at 113 East Myrtle hosts bingo every Monday night. That was last night, and that place was packed. So my sister went. I wasn't able to go, but she called, I think, about four of her friends, and they all went. I saw some pictures of them at their little table, and I had seen Facebook post prior to last night about the amount of money that's up to be won at their bingo nights, and so they draw quite a crowd.
Great.
Are you a bingo player?
Oh yeah, yeah, it's always fun.
It is fun, except I'm a talker too, and you can't
talk.
No, there'll be none of that.
No, you get behind.
No, yeah, yes, and you need to pay attention and not be disrupting the caller who's calling out these important letters and number combinations.
People take it seriously.
They do. But it's fun. And you still can talk. But
yeah.
I'm not too good at talking and playing bingo at the same time, so I have to pay attention when I go. But it's fun. And let's see here. Kansas Works. So they were here. Lacey Bohr was here last week. And they're having the job fair. So it's next Wednesday, March the 20th, from 12:30 to 3:30, the high school gymnasium, 1301 North 10th Street. Any business needing employees should take advantage of this opportunity. So I know they will still take businesses that are wanting to get in front of workforce. So if you want to participate and you're needing to get you know, get some new employees, do some hiring, be sure and get in contact with them. Or if you're looking for a job, you definitely want to go because you're going to be in front of a lot of great local employers. So it's kind of one-stop shop when you go to these job fairs. You just get your resume and walk around to all of the different employers in the community that are doing their hiring and check out your options. So again, that's next Wednesday, 12:30 to 3:30 at the high school. And so this is spring break, and we're going to come back from spring break, and all those high school students are going to hit it hard because the following weekend, March the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th, will be the High School Musical. And this year, it's Disney's The Little Mermaid, so that'll be fun. Friday, Saturday's performance starts at 7:30. You can catch the Sunday matinee at 2:30. Adult tickets are $8. Student tickets are $5. It's at the Performing Arts Center at the high school. It's a great way to support our high school students. Plus, they're super talented, so it's always a good show. And I'll just wrap it up by saying that we have the Community Easter Egg Hunt. And it will be Saturday, March the 30th at 3 o'clock at the Riverside Park Oval. This is the Easter Egg Hunt that is sponsored by the Rotary Club. And I think it's for kids 0 up to 9 years of age. And the Easter Bunny will be out there. So make sure you got your phone so you can take lots of pictures. And again, that's Saturday, March the 30th at 3 o'clock. And then a few April dates to remember. Business After Hours and Ribbon Cutting will be on Tuesday, April the 2nd for Brio Med Spa and Wellness, 201 North Penn Avenue in downtown Independence. They are the business that has grown from their current location to needing to buy a building in downtown. She's completely rehabbing it. Haley Schulteis is the recipient of a $100,000 HEAL grant from the Department of Commerce. So she's transforming her place of business, and it will be something to see. And so put Tuesday, April the 2nd on your calendar. And then First Friday will be April the 5th. And it's being sponsored by Null Chiropractic. They're celebrating 75 years. So that's exciting for them. And our speakers will be Tricia Purden. She's the director of the Office of Rural Prosperity with the Kansas Department of Commerce. So she'll be providing lots of really good information from the state and economic development information. And then Michael McCambridge is the assistant principal at the high school, and he's going to be talking about Teammates, which is the in-school mentoring program. And then Abby Eckberg represents Confluence, and they are the firm that's facilitating the city's comprehensive plan, and she will be giving an update as well. And then opening day at the park is April the 13th. Put that on your schedule. And the IHS annual Tall and Small is what used to be the daddy-daughter dance.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so now it's for moms and sons and dads and daughters. And so get it, Tall and Small,
yep,
for all kids. Saturday, April the 6th at the high school from 6 to 8. All the adults, they just pay $5. Kiddos get in free. So mark that on your calendar. And then, again, Love Independence Day is April the 27th. So next week I'll talk a little bit more about some of the projects that are available for people to sign up and work on, maybe some ideas beyond what I suggested today of things that people can just do on their own or with their families, just to make sure that day is full of kindness on April the 27th. So, and then lastly, I just wanted to say, if somebody is listening in Independence, let's just do Independence since that's where I'm from. Maybe Coffeyville can do Coffeyville. But if you're listening to the radio right now and you want a business shout out, give me a call at the Chamber office at 331-1890 and ask for me and let me know that you heard it on the radio. And maybe in next week or the few weeks after, we'll just keep shouting out all of those businesses that are listeners.
Yeah,
so,
we'd love to do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. So anyway, that's it.
Okay, well, good deal, Lisa. I know people maybe want a little more information on anything we've talked about today. They can give you a ring at the Chamber and get more information on all of that as well.
Yes, absolutely. Call 331-1890. Go to Get Independence. That's our Facebook page. Check out our website at indkschamber.org. And or just, like I said, give us a call.
Okay. Well, Lisa, always appreciate you coming by. Always a good comprehensive update. Look forward to chatting again here next week.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is Lisa Wilson, Director of the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And coming up next, we have Open Line here on KGGF.